This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Vatican announcing this morning that Pope Francis has died. He had been hospitalized for more than a month with respiratory issues and was diagnosed with pneumonia. But the Pope was seen just yesterday on Easter Sunday at the balcony of the Vatican. Father John Walk is in Rome with more.
We all watched the Pope give this blessing from the facade, the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, blessing the city and the world. In a way, it's a very fitting ending. Obviously, the last act of a papacy is a blessing to the entire world.
ABC News contributor Father James Martin says Francis was the world's first pope from Latin America and routinely met with the poor, with refugees, and with those in war zones.
I just thought he was it was like being with the best parish priest you could imagine. I mean, just warm and funny and inviting and relaxed.
After the pope is buried, the conclave of cardinals will decide on the next pope. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a line item veto in the 2023 biennial budget did not violate the state constitution. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The court's dissenting opinion called the majority ruling, quote, a blow to the Constitution. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin fell under $3. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices continued to fall over the last week, dropping 5.7 cents per gallon for an average of $2.95 today. This is 12.9 cents lower than a month ago and over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices fell in over 40 states last week, but officials at Gas Buddy say the downward trend in prices is beginning to stall. Prices in 2025 have been much lower than the previous year. This is partly due to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy.
After reaching prices of over $3.21 per gallon last week, here in La Crosse, the average price is just above $3 per gallon to start the week. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. So our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and less windy this afternoon. Our high today right around 55. Tonight we'll drop to 36. Tomorrow some scattered rain likely off and on through the day with a high near 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here.
If you were misled or lied to in any way when buying a timeshare, right now is your wake-up call. With the tariffs, economy tanking, and inflation rising, you might need to ask yourself this question. Is owning a timeshare a good idea? With all the economic uncertainty, you need to protect yourself and your family. Don't look back and say, if I'd have only got rid of that stupid timeshare they lied to me about. It's time to stop thinking about canceling your timeshare and finally get rid of it and be smart with your money. At Wesley Financial Group, we've saved 48,000 families an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare permanently or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, a discussion of the harm that's coming if President Trump sells off a bunch of public forest lands and fires more national parks workers.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right now.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Marvin Gaye said it best 52 years ago. What's going on? Hey, good morning to you, Cardi. What's going on, man?
Man, Earl, it is such a great day, man. I know it's coming to an end soon, but, man, I'm having a great day with you on the air, man, today. Excited to figure out what you got going on for us today, man.
Oh, so, man, let me first say, every day that I've ever been on the airways, whether it's Civic Media or WTTN or 1290 WMCS or the different places that I've stopped, I begin every show with What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And because that was always, you know, what I believed is to tell people or inform people, not tell, but inform people, what's going on, man?
Right.
You know, there's always, there's so much going on that many people may not be aware of. And so it's always been my intention to inform people, as it was the first time that I got behind a microphone, and it will be possibly the last time that I do it on tomorrow on any particular on the Earl Ingram show. Nobody knows. One thing you learn about life the longer you live, you never know what tomorrow brings. You never know what the future holds. So I will say for now that tomorrow will be my last show as it stands on Civic Media, my last radio show where I have 2 hours to basically kind of do my own thing. I'm going to be doing a lot of different things around Civic Media, but I won't be every day before a microphone. And so, you know, I want the listeners, because I've dedicated this show today to you. And so I don't want to do any talking. I want to turn it over to you, the audience, because whatever I've been able to accomplish in radio, I've always understood it wasn't me, the host. It was always about the listeners, because that's how I got into radio, being a listener.
That's right.
And so I am not a pragmatist. I'm not egomaniacal. I do not think that I know it all, because I know it's too much in the world to know. But what I do know is that when people aren't aware of what is happening to them in this, you know, some say the greatest nation on earth, they will be taken advantage of. And so it's always been my focus, and it always will be my focus, to inform people, because it's a cruel world. And so when you see the kinds of things that take place, that are taking place today, you know, in our nation and all over the world, you know, people should be aware that they have to fight back. And so my voice has always been that. So as I prepare for different horizons, as I've done in the past, you know, things happen for a reason. I got a call on Saturday afternoon. I'm sitting around the house, and an old friend, the Grave Digger.
Oh, man.
Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer Gilbert Brown gave me a call. And he said, I said, who is this?
The Grave Digger.
I said, man, hey, Gilbert, man, what's going on, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, man, I'm coming back to Milwaukee.
I said, okay, man, what's going on?
I'm getting ready to start the football program back.
For those who don't know, Gilbert and I, for 10 years, ran a voluntary football program. A free football program in the city of Milwaukee for 10 years.
That's crazy.
And I missed it. Man, oh, I missed it. I miss being around children, young kids, man. You know, we started 5 years old, and we would run the camp, you know, for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And so we'd have the kids early in the morning, and we'd keep them through lunch. And so we'd take a couple hours in between. That would be kids five to 13.
Okay.
But then the afternoon, we'd kick off at 2 o'clock, and we would then do a bigger program for 14 to 18. And
so quick question, Earl. How did all that start? Like you said, you started it 10 years ago. What got you into it?
Because I ran the largest youth tackle football program in the state for 20 years. I'm a football guy.
Okay.
And okay. So for 20 years, we tens of thousands of children came through the Neighborhood Children's Sports League. It's still going as we speak. And so, you know, I'm not going to be one who is going to lack things to do and opportunities, because I'm going to keep on serving. And so, you know, my plate is going to be full. I'm going to wind up going into partnership with the Gilbert Brown Foundation and the Earl Ingram voices of the elders. And so, you know, we both have the same mission in mind, and that's to work with children, especially children who are marginalized and forgotten. And so in my community where I live, it's like unimaginable if people really had any idea of what it's like to live in a war zone. Mm-hmm. We've got babies that live in war zones in the city of Milwaukee.
Most definitely do.
And so, you know, the question becomes, you know, what are we going to do? You know, who's going to step up? Who's going to make a difference? It's not something that politicians or politricksters are going to fix. It takes average, everyday people to volunteer their time and make a difference. So my time is going to be full, and I'm going to keep on pushing, man, as the impressions say. And we're going to do everything within our power to save as many children from the evil consequences of a world that's lost and headed in the wrong direction. And so that's what I'm going to be doing when I'm not, you know, either on some one of the different radio shows in civic media, or not doing the podcast that I'm going to be doing on civic media, pretty soon in the near future. And the other part of this is, by tomorrow, I have a better understanding on the last show of exactly what I'm going to be doing, time slots and time frames, and how you can, you know, keep up with me, and I can also hear from you. So it's not goodbye. It's a new beginning for me. Civic Media is doing what they do, and they're doing a great job of
putting the stuff together. Putting the stuff together.
So and I'm thankful, you know, for the time that I had on you know, in this platform, in Civic Media. And, you know, this will be the third, maybe the third, fourth different time that, you know, I wasn't doing my show, and there was an impasse. And I've always said, as I'll say now, when I first came to Civic Media, I said the same thing that I said on every radio station that I've been on. These are not my airways. I don't own them. One day they'll knock on the door and say, "Hey, Earl, we're going in a different direction," and I will say what I'm getting ready to say now. And I said it then. I remember. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I really enjoyed it. It's a privilege and an honor. But I was Earl Ingram before I came to Civic Media, and I'll be Earl Ingram if and when I ever leave. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's your thing, you know. I mean, phone lines are open. This is your opportunity to call in and talk about what the show meant. And we'll keep moving. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Don't let me do it alone. You know I can, and you know I will. All right. So you can see, oh, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on.
Eagle 1490 AM. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord, do it good. All right. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like.
All right, Express Yourself for Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go right to the phone lines. Ron, how you doing, sir?
Well, I hope I'm doing as well as you are, Earl. Of course, I'm sorry and sad to hear this, but life does go on. It's all about transitions. And the one thing... Not the big thing, but one thing I'm going to miss about your program is driving to work or doing whatever else I'm doing in the mornings on weekdays and hearing a great selection of Motown, R&B, and soul music that you really don't get it on radio anymore. And I understand I can turn on my smartphone and dial up a stream, but I want it curated by somebody who enjoyed it too and is talking about it, even though it's not the purpose of the show. Anyway, excuse me. Driving. So
be careful.
I just wanted to wish you well. I know you're going to land on your feet, and I just got to figure out how to find you again.
So Ron, let me say this, man. You'll be able to find me through Civic Media. I'm still with Civic Media. I'll make sure that tomorrow I give all the information on how and where and why. But listen, man, you know how you can find me? You can find me wherever. There are a bunch of people who are organized, and even not organized, two or more people who have a conversation, who are worried about making things better in their communities. I'll be there. Anybody who knows me knows that's always been my mantra. Two or more people. People have always said to me, "Hey, Earl, will you come? We've got an event." I don't care if it's 10 people, man. I'm there. Because I believe we can change the world, Ron. I don't buy into and I don't accept the fact that we can't change it. We've got to be organized, we've got to be collective, and we've got to be willing to sacrifice. And when there are people sacrificing, hey, Ron, I'm there. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for those kind words. Hey, Jim from Brookfield, you're up, man. What's going on?
Good morning, Earl. Boy, we never had a chance to meet face-to-face. I hope someday we will, Devil's Lake or wherever your journeys take you. But I feel I know you well after listening to your show. I've always enjoyed it. You are to be congratulated for a great run with a very great show, and you have been a large part of civic media, and you still will continue to be. But your show, you know, this hour from 8 to 10, you had high-level guests, you know, of various viewpoints. And you always provided people an opportunity to call in and interact with those guests and to express their feelings, you know, which I have. And it's meant a great deal, you know, because it feels like, you know, we have a voice as a people to question, you know, what the heck is going on out there. So that really, you know, is greatly appreciated. It'll be missed. You kept things upbeat, you know, with like today, Motown Mondays, the guests, the music with Sandy. But what I really respect about you, Earl, and your show is that you always kept things civil and with decorum. You never resorted to name-calling and personal attacks, you know, which is too common in other networks, you know, in other shows. But you always kept things very civil and, you know, and just basically asking the question and allowing people to weigh in. What the heck is going on, you know? And I really think you should be commended for that. Thank you for that. Bringing in Dr. Omar every Thursday provided a really much-needed outlet for people to get some medical advice, you know, throughout the state or the area. You know, that was something, you know, that a part of your show that's going to be greatly missed. I do look forward to hearing you on other, when you drop into other sections of the Civic Media Network. I definitely will call in, try to touch base with you. You know, one positive of that is that you will be throughout the day, you know, on other shows, you know, not just limited to this time frame. But overall, I just want to say thank you, Earl. You know, you always are fighting for the little guy, keeping things civil, you know, you do voice frustration as we all do, but you never lost your cool and resorted in, you know, like I say, personal attacks. It always was fun and productive,
Jim,
I think.
Hey, Jim, do me a favor. Leave your phone number with Cardi, and I'd love to have some further dialogue and conversation with you outside of the radio. Thank you very much.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Listen, you're welcome, Merle, and all the best.
Hey, listen, we'll talk soon. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for that. You know, I don't want to cut anybody short, so we got a couple minutes before we go to break, so I don't want to cut anybody short. I'll just say this again. I remember, if you ever look up Google Divine Intervention. Divine Intervention was a radio show that talked about divine intervention by whoever your higher power is. And I've got a story on divine intervention where I had an automobile accident with my entire family in the car. I fell asleep behind the wheel in a place called Hattiesburg, Mississippi, driving 80 to 90 miles an hour. And my car turned over four or five times. And it's an unbelievable story, but my life has been blessed. And so I made commitments to He who created me that I would never get tired. I would do His work. And that's been about 13 years ago, 14, maybe 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago. But, you know, I don't have any choice, man. I got to do His work, and I'll do His work until I don't have breath in my body anymore. 855-752-4842, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Federal budget cuts planned in a bill currently in Congress are set to close over two dozen research laboratories and collaborative offices for the NOAA. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Already, the agency has been affected by mass layoffs of probationary employees by the Trump administration the past 2 months. Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close. In the city government to start the week here in La Crosse, there are four committees scheduled to hold meetings today. The Board of Public Works, Board of Zoning Appeals, Aviation Board, and Board of Harbor Commissioners will meet. There are also meetings later in the week for the Redevelopment Authority and Economic and Community Development Commission. With construction season beginning, there have been dozens of rezoning and permit requests for the city government to consider so far in 2025. This week will be very spring-like with multiple chances for rain, but a warm-up is on the way as well. Highs today will reach the mid-50s, but it will be windy and cloudy. There's a chance of showers each of the next 5 days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all three Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says, on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and less windy this afternoon. Our high today right around 55. Tonight will drop to 36. Tomorrow, some scattered rain likely off and on through the day with a high near 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Pardon me, buddy. this is my girl you're dancing with. Excuse me, partner, for being so cold. But you see, we had a little argument. She said it was over. She said we were through. Well, yeah, now, but pardon me, buddy, I'm cutting in on you. Excuse me, partner.
All right, welcome back. To Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Let me go right back to the phone lines, but let me finish this. My wife listens, and so she's going to always make sure I'm on point. And so the accident that we had was 26 years ago when I fell asleep behind the wheel of a car. I had just bought a brand new Buick Riviera.
Mm. What year?
26 years ago, man. I don't know.
Was it a 72?
No, man. When I was 18 years old, I bought a brand new 72 Riviera.
The Rivieras are nice back
then.
Yeah,
and so I'm on the highway in Hattiesburg, Highway 47. I forgot what it was. And man, beautiful, and I'm driving, man, 100 miles an hour. Fell asleep behind the wheel of the car, and my wife kind of nudged me, and she wanted to drive, and I told her no, I won't keep doing it. And it seemed like a split second later, I fell asleep, and then car turned over. I fell asleep, and car turned over, and really, to be honest with you, man, horrible. You know, when you realize it could have been avoided. But I remember being in the hospital and the doctor said to me, I got some good news and some bad news. What do you want to hear first? Mm. And I told him, give me the bad news. I'm devastated. And he told me about my wife, and she had a broken back. And then as I was devastated, he said these words, I never will forget them. Now, do you want to hear the good news? And this is not even with my son, who was, it's a long story, but if you go to Divine Interventions and Google or and put Earl Ingram in, you'll hear the full story. And he said, here's why you should feel good. How can I feel good, man? My wife's got a broken back. He said, normally bones break in a jagged fashion. If your wife's bone would have broken the way bones normally break, it would have pierced her spine. She would have been a quadriplegic. And so it was that point 26 years ago in the hospital in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that I made a commitment to the creators of the heavens and the earth that I would do whatever it is he wanted me to do. I would never get tired, and I would do it with a smile, because the rest of my life could have been unbearable, not only had my own family members perished, but if I would have taken somebody else's life because of my carelessness. So from that point forward, I've dedicated my life to doing his work, and I'm going to do that until he takes my breath away. Hey, Al, what's going on, man? You say what? Come on, man.
You know I had to throw that in.
Hey, man, I got it. Listen, I'm not crying crocodile tears, but go ahead.
No, I just had to do something stupid, as I always do. But it's an excellent show, and you did an excellent job. So you'll do all right. moving on, but the point is a whole lot of people are going to miss you and the conversation.
Hey, man.
So it's not your loss, it's theirs.
Hey, Al, man, thank you. You know you and I will be in touch. I'll be seeing you more daily. Thank you very much for the call, as always. Up next, you, CJ, you got it. It's your thing, man.
Well, thank you, Earl. And Al, thank you for your service. You know, I'm glad you and your family are okay after that tragic accident. It could have been worse. Amen. You know, I've always enjoyed calling your show, and occasionally, most of the time, you'd take my call, and occasionally you'd let me say some things, which, because I felt like I was Paul Harvey, because, you know, your listeners needed to hear the rest of the story. But civic media, Earl, I think has made a lot of bad programming decisions, and you're just another one of them. It started when I think Crudy disappeared. I don't know why or how, but he was quite the driving force. I think he's the one that got you there. I don't know. But, you know, I loved Motown Mondays, arguing with your guests, and meeting some of your producers like Cardi. We got a chance to visit a couple of times, and he sounds like a good guy, and I know a lot of them. You've had some good producers, men and women. But what a poor decision on their part. I think your show should have been expanded, not cut. I don't do the podcast thing, Earl, so I don't really know a lot about it. But this is a really bad decision by Civic Media to let you go away from the airways. Dr. Omar, I listened and loved that part of your show, learned a lot. So anyways, I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure arguing with you most of the time, but occasionally we'd be on the same side of the issue, and I even got to talk to the gravedigger. So thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Hey, CJ, we've got one another's number, so we'll stay in touch, man. Thank you very much. Hey, Brendan, man, what's up, man?
What a strange convergence of happenings where we lose the Pope. We lose the Pope, and then we lose you. Oh, yeah. And I don't say that with any type of humor. I say it with a heavy heart. And I'll follow you. I do the podcast thing. I think a lot of people, I hope that it will open your audience and make your audience larger, and more people will get to you. I certainly will put the word out there. I just sent you an email so that you can let me know when and where you're going to be. And I just want to let you know I'll be there listening, because You are a man of faith. You're a man of your word. Being born in Ireland and adopted and brought over to this country and being in kind of a messed up situation growing up, the fact that you took a child into your home that you didn't have to, and he's still with you and you still take care with him every day, is it just speaks to your strength, Earl. And I believe that good things will happen and continue to happen for you. And I certainly will be out there telling people that I talk to that are in my frame of mind or otherwise to take a listen to you on a podcast. And I look forward to listening to you and Sandy. And you said we will be able to call in. So I look forward to that. And I only wish good things for you, Mark.
Hey, Brendan, I've got your email address. I'll stay in touch with you, I promise, man. Thank you very much for those kind words. Let's go to Mike. Hey, good morning to you, Mike, from Kenosha. How you doing, man?
Happy Motown Monday.
Yes,
sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I got to tell you, is there a cooler car than the old Buick Riviera?
Oh, man.
You picked a great car.
I had three Rivieras, man. I was a Riviera guy.
Buick guy. They're the best. They are the best. You know,
when you're playing Marvin Gaye's song, you know, that has been the mission. It's what's going on.
Yes.
And the attack that we have all witnessed in our lifetimes on the Fourth Estate, on media, now to where, in my opinion, civic media and other groups like civic media are beginning to run scared because they're afraid of the retributions and the risks of you know, walking the line, if you will, and talking the talk. The intertwining and interlocking of media, of corporations, government, academia, and war is something all of us need to closely examine, because they're too tight. They're all working for each other. It's almost like, again, the robber baron age, to where the solution is to break all these companies up into 1,000 entities. Just the same thing with Ma Bell and others that we've done. We've done it before, but we have to have, number one, the courage to do so, but more importantly, and this is what you have provided, you had the courage in the desire to do the public's work. It's unfortunate, but, and this is my last point, trickle-down economics, for example, that term in of itself, if all of us who believe in a republic and a democracy would just think about that, trickle-down economics and how it's been sold for decades to us as a way forward, it makes no sense at all. Trickle-down means a concentration of wealth that has nothing to do with spreading it out throughout an economy or throughout the middle class where they spend it all. It's about hoarding in power. So that's what I got from your show, is you're a true altruist. You're humble, you're kind, you're courteous. I would love for you to be my next door neighbor, Earl, because you are a snapshot of the classic American who we've all, you know, looked up to and kind of strive to be. You made it. You walked the walk, girl. And I got to tell you, it's one of the best things that's happened in my life in a long time is being introduced to you. It's really been a thrill. Well, thank you.
Well, Mike,
I'm very, very grateful for your courage.
Mike, I have your information, and you and I will stay in touch as well. There's a lot of work to be done, and
yes,
I'm going to have more time to do it. So you and I will stay in touch. Thank you very much for those kind words. 855-752-4842. You know, we're going to keep on pushing. You know, this is the final. That's not the final show. Tomorrow's my final show. But I just wanted to give you guys, the audience, whom I love dearly, an opportunity to talk about what the show meant to you. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Right back to the phone lines. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm sad that you won't be who I wake up with in the morning. Not that your wife should know that, but 8 o'clock, I was always... there. Another woman waking up with you in the morning. I'm going to miss you.
Hey, I'm going to miss you as well. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to, you know me, I'm always looking at information and things that I provide and try to tell people about. And there was something that I came across yesterday. The Statue of Liberty. Did you know the reason why that was built?
I remember.
The reason that was,
used to know, but go ahead.
Okay. Edward Lavallee, I probably mispronounced his name. He was an abolitionist, and he produced that statue and sent that to America because we had abolished slavery. And it was the symbol of the end of slavery. And if people will go to the statue and look, he actually had broken shackles and as a tribute to the fact that we ended slavery and that was sent to us after the Civil War. And I was shocked when I read that because I was always thought it was for the immigrants coming to the United States, but that was not exactly what it was for. And I felt good about it because, like you, I walked across many bridges in Milwaukee and supported civil rights. And I felt good in my heart that I had done that as a child and continued to do that, because we are the people. We are the people. You and me and everyone else are the people of this country. And we, like I say, need to continue protesting and loving our Constitution and not let them take that away from us.
You know, Susan.
But bless you. I love you.
Likewise, and wherever they're protesting injustice, you can rest assured I'm going to be there. And I'm sure you'll be there in spirit as well, Susan. It's been a blast. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Mark from Racine, you're up next. Bye.
Yes, Earl. I only learned of you about a month ago or so when you spoke at the Monument Square. And I appreciate your show, and I'm sad for what's going to be changing. Could I say a couple remarks about white privilege?
You can say whatever you want to say, sir.
Okay. In the interest of, you know, dismantling racism, you know, it helps to have white allies. And what white privilege seeks to describe is utterly real, don't get me wrong. But the word privilege, like a poor white thinks, well, I don't have privilege. I don't have any money. And then you have to explain, well, we're not talking about money. And when you define white privilege, what is meant by the privilege half of it, often the word advantage is used. And so I'm thinking white advantage would be a less loaded, reaction, you know, causing a bad reaction as a word term to say white advantage. One more thing. I understand that cop killings, you know, blacks is, you know, much higher than with whites. You know, and that amounts to like an extrajudicial execution. But I understand that from in these Times magazine that the killing of Native Americans is even higher than for blacks. And we would never say, well, should a black feel a tiny bit of privilege that they're not killed by cops quite as much as Native Americans? So that's why oftentimes we're talking about rights. As opposed to privileges. And anyway, white advantage is my suggestion. That's all. Thank you.
Well, Mark, before you go, I'm not done with Racine. I'll be coming back and forth to the studio in Racine, and the honor and the privilege that was bestowed upon me that you guys gave me to speak in front of all of those throngs of people who have figured it out and who are going to battle what is injustice. A man that's in office that means no good to the majority of the American people. And the fact that all of you are willing to continue to fight, to stand up, to push back, I'm there. You know, all you got to do is call me and I'll be there.
Okay.
Because that's what has to happen if we're going to fix any of this, man. We got to organize, organize, organize. And our voices can't be silent. And civic media, with its outlets, plays a major role in that as well. But thank you very much, man. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area.
Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders reacting to the death of Pope Francis. King Charles says he will be remembered for his compassion. French President Macron says he wanted the church to bring joy and hope to the poorest people. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance met with Pope Francis just yesterday in Rome. He posted on social media this morning, "My heart goes out to the millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill." Pope Francis met with President Biden at the Vatican in 2021 and with President Trump there in 2017. President Obama welcomed him to the White House in 2015 during his trip to the United States. On that visit, he became the first pope to address a joint session of Congress. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Francis, the first Latin American-born pope, was elected after Benedict stepped down in 2013. This is ABC News.